It was a scene straight from film noir. In the middle of the night, a fishing boat creeps through the Los Angeles harbor. The running lights are off. The hull is full of a prized delicacy. Hundreds of California spiny lobsters, far more than the 20 or 30 pounds that most fishermen catch in a day. Game wardens who stopped the boat back in January decided that the explanation for the massive haul was, well, a bit fishy. So they suspected the boat had been prowling in protected coastal regions, a clear violation of the law, but they couldn't prove it. So they set up a sting using traps full of lobsters with secret markings. And before dawn on Monday, their suspicions proved to be true. And to pick up the story from there, we're joined by California game warden Mike Norris. He joins us from the courthouse in Long Beach. And I understand that you're there because of this case right now.
That's correct. We're here drawing up official charges, which will be levied against the two gentlemen we arrested yesterday at 4 a.m.
So tell us what happened in those pre-dawn hours.
Well, a week prior, a dive team from Fish and Game went down and we planted some marked lobsters in some traps that we believe the gentlemen were using. We put secret marks on the fins of the lobsters and placed them in the trap, photographing them before we did so there wouldn't be any question later on. And then we just backed off and waited. And there was a total of 522 pounds worth of lobster aboard their boat that night, which is a tremendous amount for a one night's work. We seized, as evidence, about 468 pounds of lobsters, and we sold those at market rate. We received a check for about $4,300, and that check's being held as evidence. But so you can get imagine, if he was able to sell all the lobsters he'd taken that night, he would have cleared about $4,500 in one night.
So wait, you actually sold the lobsters. This is, a kind of asset forfeiture.
Correct.
Now, what about the marked lobsters? I imagine you didn't sell them.
Right. Those were separated out. Those are part of the case. And there may come a day where we lay out 16 marked lobsters on a table in a courtroom, and the gentleman will have a chance to explain how they ended up in his possession.
So you have to keep them alive until then?
Oh, no, ma'am. They're in a storage freezer right now because I don't anticipate the case actually going to court for several months. So,
I hope you've put another marking on them so they don't wind up in someone's dinner plate if someone finds them in the refrigerator there.
No, they're under lock and key.
Well, we should say this story caught our attention when it appeared in the Los Angeles Times under the headline, Two Men Caught in Lobster Traps.
Yes. Yeah. They worked hard to do it, and we worked even harder to catch them.
Now, Warden Norris, I want to ask you about these California spiny lobsters. How do they differ from the lobsters that you might find in Cape Cod? Why are they so prized for their flavor?
Well, I haven't eaten enough Maine lobster side by side with a California spiny lobster to really pronounce the difference, but those who really know claim that the meat of the California spiny is a bit sweeter than those from the Maine lobster. And the vast majority of spiny lobster that are taken commercially here in California are exported to Asia. Physically, the Maine lobster has claws, whereas our California spinies do not.
They don't have claws?
No. They have long antennas and very sharp spines along their tail, hence the name.
Were you tempted at all to try at least one before you sold the rest of them?
Oh, no. I dive for lobster myself recreationally. In fact, tomorrow night is the end of our season, so if I have the time and energy later tonight, I may go skin diving out in our waters tonight to get a meal for myself and family.
Well, Warden Norris, thank you so much for talking to us, and all the best to you if you do hit the waters tonight.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much.
That was California Game Warden Mike Norris. He joined us from the Long Beach Courthouse.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.